Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2-liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, you know how we like to do this. Before we get started, don't forget to share, subscribe, and like to our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode, man, this episode, I have been thinking about this episode for weeks, and I just could not wait to get here today to share it with you. And I am excited that you're here. And whether you are joining us for the very first time somewhere around the world, maybe you're in the Philippines or in China, or maybe you're in Canada or Japan, or maybe you're listening in Trinidad and Tobago, or Mexico, or Great Britain, or France, or wherever you are, listening to the show right now across this globe. Let me take the time to tell you thank you. And maybe you're saying, Travis, man, this isn't my first rodeo. It's not my first time tuning in to you. Let me tell you, take this time to tell you, thank you. I appreciate your continued support. Man, I'm so excited to be here today. Man, today's guest is going to blow your mind. Man, let me go ahead and get some stuff out the way. Now, I know some of you may be wondering, how can you become a guest on the show? Or maybe you know someone who wants to be a guest on the show. No worries. I got you covered. Guys, listen. Everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on the show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That email address again is tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And listen, even if you are afraid of the camera, a little camera shy, and you know someone who has a great inspiring story that would be great on the show, send us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guess what? And you can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. You don't even have to come on the show. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and play some information about our affiliate sponsors. Get that sponsorship information out of the way. Once we do, we're going to come back and we're going to dive into this show And man, you don't want to miss this one. Stay right there. Yeah, that's right. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. We're just getting started.
Walmart
You're not
is a
late.
Proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online, sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed, sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information is right below, right there in the chat. And it's about Travis, man. I'm not listening to this. No worries, guys. Keep your ears open. You'll hear this later on. Guys, today's episode, if you did not catch it, what we're talking about today, guys, today's episode, guys, is entitled Ants. Ants. Oh, man. Everywhere, just crawling. Today's episode, guys, is ants. Let me put up a video, guys, real quick. I want to show you a video to kind of nail home what we'll be talking about today. Now, I don't know about you, but when I look at this picture, this video of these ants swarming, crawling, creeping everywhere, my skin begins to crawl. I begin to itch. It feels like they're crawling all over me. You start checking under your shoes and your socks. And is anybody like me that when you picture a swarm or a pile of ants just crawling massive everywhere, you begin to feel like they're crawling all over you and you begin to itch everywhere? Man, let me tell you something. Ants can get into almost any space, right? They could be in the highest, tallest buildings. They could be in some of the most different environments. You could think you could go someplace to the furthest reaches of this planet, of this globe, and you will find some species of ants. You will find some ants somewhere. And once there, it doesn't take long for them to become overwhelming. That's right. They will swarm all over the place. In fact, let me give a brief story. In fact, guys, one of the most unforgettable moments in my life happened when I was a child, and I was watching this movie with my sisters. I kid you not, man, it's a true story. And my sisters are watching, so they'll tell you. It's a true story. I was watching this movie with my sisters as a kid. I think it was about 6-7 years old, right? And it was a movie about ants. It was called Ants, and these ants were intrusive. They were invasive. They were invading everything. They were attacking people. They were crawling all over people. They were crawling over schools, crawling in school buildings. They were crawling in homes. They were disturbing people on their jobs. They couldn't perform their jobs because ants were crawling everywhere. And so they took over this entire town. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night yelling, "The ants are on me! The ants are on me!" Don't laugh at me. I'm being honest. The ants are on me. It traumatized me, man. And I was yelling, "The ants are on me." To this day, I can still remember how uncomfortable and out of sorts I was, just feeling that the ants were just crawling everywhere. I couldn't even sleep because the ants had taken over everything. Today, with my very special guest, guys, we're going to discuss another form of ants, but no less harmful. Yeah, my guest is backstage laughing at me. Oh, man, that's tough. That's terrible, man. Guys, do me a favor. Give a huge TMG welcome, guys, to our very own special coach, Coach Michelle Monet. What's up, Coach? How you doing?
Hello, hello, Travis. Thank you so very much for allowing me to be on your forum. This is exciting. You are great. This is great.
Thank you. I'm glad to listen.
I love your energy. I don't know. It picks you up. It's contagious.
Thank you. Everybody keeps saying that. And I say, this is just normal me. Like, this is, I wake up like this. Like, this is me.
Well, that's good. That's good because it makes you smile. It's like I said, it's definitely contagious.
I love it. Now, I don't know, Coach, if you're happy, you're laughing because you're happy to be here. I saw you laughing backstage at my story. That's okay, though. That's cool. That's cool, Coach.
Listen, I have had a similar story, so I was feeling you throughout the whole situation. I understood from end to waking up afraid to all of that. So I was definitely not laughing at you. I was laughing with you because I could feel you. I was empathizing and sympathizing at the same time.
Man, listen, you would think something that's so small, that's so tiny, that sometimes it's just out of our minds. Yeah. You know, I don't think about it. You don't give a second thought to it, you know. You don't give a second thought to it. You think something that's so small that sometimes we don't even think about that way wouldn't be so damaging, would be so interruptive, that could be so disruptive. It just amazed me. It amazed me. Coach Michelle Monet, now I've had the privilege, man, and the guys that I mean, an actual privilege of experiencing your instructive coaching. You do instruct a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and I love the way you coach. You coach people to get better. You coach them to look within themselves. So I said it's instructive coaching because it provides instructions. And I love that. It really empowers people. It empowers individuals. So I've had this privilege of listening to your instructive coaching and the privilege of experiencing of this. And it's just absolutely wonderful. Please tell the audience, the people that's listening, the people that's watching, a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do, Coach.
So first of all, thank you for that. I think that was very prophetic of you because I am in the fivefold, my gift is that of teaching. I am also a teacher by trade because my first master's degree is in adult education, training, and development. And so I love that. And I might steal that if it's okay.
Go for it. Take it.
Instructive coaching. I love that because it's exactly what I do. I make sure that people can get a buy-in through making sure that they where, when, how, and all of those things.
Yep.
As far as what I'm teaching, so that then by the time I give them the instructions to do it, they already got it, right?
Yep.
So yeah, I love that. Thank you. That's awesome. I love that. That was the Lord using
Take
you,
it.
Honey. I love it.
I told you about that before.
Listen, absolutely. Absolutely. In the right place at the right time. I love this. So I have been coaching and training and developing adults for 8 years, but my business, TCW Academy, TCW Academy is about 7 years old or young, I should say. And I help individuals as well as groups to be able to take them from where they currently are, the place that they're stuck in, the place that they don't want to be, into the place of abundance, a place of understanding, a place of self-identity, a place of getting to a place where they're no longer longing for who they really are, right? Mm. Simply because I've been in that position where I didn't know who I was. I was dreaded down with low self-esteem, lack of confidence, just not my best self, if you will. And so the Father took me through a phase of things and I had to learn, and then I created TCW. And it's TCW stands for the Core Woman Academy. And I've pinned TCW because I have male clients that don't want anybody to know that they're going to the Core Woman Academy. So, yeah.
Well, that's amazing, Coach. The Core Woman Academy. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, guys. So stick around for that information. I already visited the website. You know me. I've already been there. I already scoped it out, and I liked what I saw. And we'll bring up some important information about that later on, guys, so don't go away. And I love what you said, the Core Woman, so I'm going to leave that alone because I'll go into that too. I'll just get distracted because I know me. But I ran across you. We were on social media, and you were doing this teaching on ants.
Yes.
And it caught my attention. It captivated me. And I told you, it had me in a chokehold. And I have been thinking about it ever since I ran across it. And I couldn't get it out of my mind because I experienced ants crawling on me. And we're going to dive into what we're talking about, everyone, about ants. And I want everybody to have this visual. I want you to have this picture in your mind. Of ants, creepy, crawly ants. I want you to have this picture, whether if you're here in the South, and like in Alabama or Georgia, we're not talking about the little black ants. We're talking about the little red ants, the fire ants. And you know, when you think you got rid of them, they're still there. Yeah, if you're in the Southeast, depending on where you are, you're going to see more ants.
Yeah.
And man, we're going to dive into that too. So depending on where you are, you're going to see more ants. But we're talking about the ants. If you live in the South, you know about ants. You know, man, the moment you think they're gone, here they come again. You turn around, you get rid of this mound, and they're over here. So you were discussing ants one day on social media, on your live that you were doing. Please explain exactly what this is and how you came up with this topic. You guys, you're going to love this.
ANTS is an acronym, and it stands for Automatic Negative Thoughts. Just like the ants, the creepy crawling ones that are in the ground everywhere, you can find them. That Travis talked about them being fiery, they can still be just as damaging, just as aggravating, just everything that you could think of an ant being. And so these things shape our thoughts, they shape our behaviors and our consciousness, conscious awareness. It creates these habitual things that we do that are not, and they operate, like I said, below the conscious mind. So we these are pretty much shaped by our self-perception, our beliefs, our core values, the things that we were brought up with, things like, and so even the experiences. So yeah, those automatic negative.
And you said it's made up of our core beliefs. These are things that you hear when you're growing up. Oh, you know, your mom, she had that sickness, and so it seems like you're going to have it too. Your uncle, he died from that, so you know, you may check out. And even if it's not as serious as your uncle's was or someone else you knew that had it, that fear gets inside of you. That you weren't even in the room or born when they were born, but that fear from that same experience is now inside of you. And here it is, we're shaping our lives based on these ants.
Automatic.
And I remember when we moved into the home that we have now, my wife and I, we moved into the home, we left. She was loved, I loved the house, and I began to look at the yard. And when I looked at the yard, I said, man, that's gonna be a great place for an ant mound. Man, I bet some ants be over there. I bet some ants over there. And that's how we do. We get to a job and we start a career. We start a relationship. And what we do, Coach, Michelle Lene, what do, Coach? We start saying, man, those ants start coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that person, they did the same thing that person did. And those ants began crawling in our minds. Now, you gave a fascinating story, though, during your life. Now, share some of that story because I want people to get this visual, because even when we begin to choose careers, when we choose relationships, we choose business associates, even when we're talking to ourselves a lot of time, Coach, because those core beliefs that we have, and those core beliefs are those things that you stand 10 toes flat on and you don't realize it. You standing 10 toes flat on it, and it's part of who you are. If you want to know what you believe, look at the decisions you've made. That's all you gotta do.
Absolutely.
Look at the type of decisions that you make, and you'll know what you believe. I didn't do that on a Wednesday because it was raining, and I heard if you pick the phone up when it's raining, I mean, core beliefs. You stand on the template. So tell us a little bit about that story, Coach, that you had, that you introduced this idea to about ants.
So first of all, I want people to know that nothing in our life, nothing, everything happens in our life for us and not to us, right? Mm-hmm. And because I truly believe that, everything in my life, I'm looking for a lesson in everything, right? And so I just, similar as you, we just had just purchased a home and the house had been empty for quite a while. And there was this big, large oak tree sitting in the front of the yard. And there were these trails of ants just running up and down and running up and down and running up and down it. And I am afraid. I want to say deathly afraid, because I almost unalive myself trying to get away from a bug. Right?
Wait, you said that my wife. She will knock stuff over getting away from a bug.
Out of there. Everybody better move out my way, because I would become a train wreck coming through there, right? And so these ants had commandeered the yard. They were all over the wood porch. They were all over the steps. They were everywhere. And so my thought was, I don't want them to come into the house. So I decided I'm going to get my defense. Okay, I want y'all to pay attention to these words, because the whole situation was prophetic. The whole situation. Went and got the defense, the bottle of defense, spraying. So I'm standing there tall, spraying. And I'm dying out. I'm watching. Okay, so fine. I'm feeling good about this whole situation that I spent 30 minutes doing this with, right? 2 days later, 2 to 3 days later, I go into my house. I want you to understand, the tree was on the south side of the house. The room next to the end, the last room on the north side of the house. And they ended up in my house 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms over and had inundated the entire office. They were running around the bed. It had to be thousands of them. And I might be exaggerating, but it was, they were covered. I could not see the baseboard, and the baseboard was about this thick. At least 3 to 4 inches thick. And I was so like, oh my God, I started screaming and yelling like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And I totally believe that they had targeted me because they saw me outside killing their cousins. Because they were nowhere else. They were not in the kitchen. They weren't in the family room. They weren't in the living room. They weren't in the dining room. They weren't in the hallway. They were only in my office. It was the most horrific thing. And so I was like, again, I told you all this. Once it didn't happen immediately. I want to be very clear. It didn't happen immediately. But once I went through that and got through it, it would stop crying. Lord, what is this? What are you trying to tell me? And that's where this comes from.
Man, listen, it's almost like you gave off some pheromones that attracted the ants to you. They bypassed every room and found themselves to you.
To me.
I want you guys to imagine this. I want you to imagine this. Anyone that's listening or watching the show, wherever you're listening and watching, you've seen ants before. Mm-hmm. You've seen, and you know, and the rule is this. If you see one ant, there's at least two. Mm-hmm. If you see one, there's at least two. It never travels by itself. If you see one ant, chances are you know that there is another ant somewhere, or at least two more ants somewhere. So when you did this and you got this message, you realized, you said, okay, these ants are everywhere. And I live like you do. I live in the Southeast. And ants are plenty. They're plenty here. And it seems like everybody here has ants. I don't matter how much you spray. And you said you went and you got some defense. And that's a bug spray. And one of the things they promise you is to get rid of ants. That's the first thing they say, is get rid of ants. Yes. And so what did that kind of mean to you about having to deal with these ants, these automatic negative thoughts, and getting a defense? How does that help me deal with my automatic negative thoughts? What does that say to me and how to address my automatic negative thoughts? Because guess what, Coach? Like you, I'm spraying my negative thoughts. I'm going to church and I'm singing songs and I got my favorite song playing. I'm dancing around the house. I'm feeling good and saying positive stuff. So my defense, you telling me I'm going to need some defense against these negative thoughts?
Absolutely. You need something that's going to disrupt it, right? If you think about what's defense is, if you're defending yourself, you're disrupting whatever you need to defend yourself from, whether automatic negative thoughts, whether that be from someone trying to physically, mentally, spiritually, or financially harm you, you're going to put up this natural wall that is going to either be physically visible to you or in your imagination, right? Where you're going to make sure that you are disrupting the trail from this mindful attack, right? And so then you have to do something where I would call, and when you're in a place where you're defending, you're taking the perspective of what's happening, right? And you need to reframe it. Because here's the deal about being defensive, right? If you do not know how to be defensive and offensive at the same time, then you can hurt yourself, if you will. Okay. So you have to be able to think about both sides.
Correct.
And so in order to do that, that's what will allow you to do a reframing, because you're being able to see the different perspectives of it all. Right. And so when you notice those automatic negative thoughts that come up, your defense would be what I would call being a star.
Okay.
Star is an acronym. Again, y'all gonna hear me always talk about, you know, an acronym, because acronyms have so much power in one word, right? And so being a star is my trademark acronym. It says for stop, think, assess, and respond, and not react. Okay. And it's what I call my star method. When you get to the place where these automatic negative thoughts come up, your defense is, first, you're going to stop. Because when you're defending yourself, right? Think about it, when we're kids and you see kids, you know, doing the whole windmill when they're fighting, right?
Yeah.
What's happening when they're windmilling, right? Their eyes are probably closed. Their head is probably down. They're not looking at anything and probably not landing a punch nowhere.
Nowhere.
But if you saw the people who were used to fighting, they took a stance, right? They stopped to see what was happening in anything that you're going to do, whether it be in war, whether it be in places where you need to go and pray, wherever you need to be defensive, you need to stop, because you have to be able to think clearly. Mm. And when you're windmilling, you can't think clearly. You're too busy just flailing all over the place. So you want to stop. You want to think about what's happening, who's involved, what's happening, what's true about the situation, what's not true about the situation. How am I saying, what am I thinking? And if the thoughts came from me, or did they come from the environment, or did they come from my past? So all of these things you have to ask yourself, right? Is this thought true? Is it false? Is it something that somebody's trying to manipulate with me, things of that sort? What evidence refutes it or supports it? So then once you get through all this thinking, and you want to assess these questions and answer these questions truthfully, right? So then you can then respond and not react, because responding is your logic or your wisdom, and reacting will always be in your emotions, and on, because they're ever in motion. So you never want to stand on those things, right? Yeah, so that would be the best way to put in yourself a position where you can come against those things. So be a star. Stop, think, assess, respond, and not react.
Now, I like what you said about the word emotion. You break that word down. Ever in motion. Emotion. Yes. Ever in motion. That means they are always changing. What they were 5 minutes ago, they're not going to be 10 minutes from now. They're ever changing. Emotion, ever motioning, ever changing. And that's what we can't depend on how we feel. You know, when we have these ants, these automatic negative thoughts. I remember when I'm thinking about that story about the ants on me, and I was dreaming that, and I'm up in the middle of the night screaming, Ants Army, the Ants Army. 10 minutes later, after they've calmed me down, I don't feel it anymore. Emotion, ever motion, ever motions. And a lot of times what we do, Coach, is when our ants surface, when our ants begin to surface, we get emotional. You said, man, I almost unlived myself wanting to get away from a bug. You know, ever motion. And we respond, and it's funny, but we respond to our ants that way. Let me ask everybody this question. How do you respond to your ants? When you see your ants, whether it be someone says something to you, your boss says something, your children did something, your wife, your husband, your spouse, your friend, your neighbor, your cousin, your auntie, the person at the gas station, how do you respond to the ants that you see? How do you respond to the ants that you begin to feel? Because no matter who we are, you're going to have to deal with your ants. And one thing I learned, Coach, is this. Just because we feel good doesn't mean the ants aren't there. You have to get that defense. You have to stay. Just because we feel good and we get relaxed. Oh, yeah, man, there's no more ants now. Yeah, and before you know it, they're on your baseboard. Oh, you know it? They follow you in your room. Now, these ants, you mentioned that these ants can stem from previous experiences, fears, and other factors like that. As previously stated, sometimes, depending on where we are, we may see more of them. I mentioned in the Southeast, because of the temperature, because of the environment, you're going to see more of the ants. And a lot of times, Coach, I'm wondering, a lot of times we see a lot of ants in the Southeast because of the environment. I wonder if we are experiencing a lot of ants because of the environments that we hang out in. I wonder if the environments that we subject ourselves to are causing a lot of these ants that we get. I don't know why I keep thinking negative, Coach. I don't know why I think like that. But yet we continue to subject ourselves and interject ourselves into environments that stir up these ants. I remember one as a kid, I'm not kidding you, I would go get a stick, and because of that dream I had, I would go get a stick and stir up the ant bed and make them mad. Because they traumatized me. I wonder, are we stirring up our own ants?
Yeah. I believe that we are. I mean, I love how you say the environment. Think about the type of environment that's in the Southeast. It's warm. It's moist, right? There is all of these things that are around. So when you think of that, you can get comfortable in the warmth. Yeah. You get comfortable when it's moist, because you're like, oh, this feels good, right? But sometimes if you're not really careful, that warm place, that where you think that you are now comfortable in, can be a place of it can be a place of complacency. It can be a place of just I am who I am, and I don't care what you say. It can be a place of, well, you're gonna just take me like I am, things, right? Because when we think about those types of environments, those are usually the ones that where we are negative, because we're not trying to move past it, right? But typically, when you think about it, a person that is uncomfortable in the heat, they are either going to remove something if they can't, you know, now they don't get, you know, butt naked, but they're going to remove a jacket, they're going to remove a hat, they may remove their shoes, their socks, they're going to and so when you get into a place where you're dealing with ants and you are trying to get those automatic negative thoughts, you have to start to purge. You're either going to have to start to purge your environment, your friends, the things that are around you in your normal environment, so that you can get to a place that's cooler, a place that's more comfortable for where you really want to be. Because most of us don't want to sit in heat. Most of us don't want to sit in sweat. We want to be cool, collected, and comfortable, right? Exactly. So cool, collected, and comfortable, we got to remove some things, some people, some places, and some things. We have to start to, and that's where that reframing comes in, and that's where that difference of perspective comes in at.
Absolutely, and I want to expand on that a little bit. And we're talking about the environment part, and depending on where we are. And let me expand on that. When I say depending on where we are, I'm not just talking about geographical. I'm talking about where we are mentally. Absolutely. Where we are emotionally, where we are socially. Because you take someone who socially it feels socially inadequate, you take someone mm-hmm. who feels financially inadequate, you take someone who don't feel like they measure up to other people, you're going to see more ants. You yeah. find someone who's dealt with a lot of trauma in their life, they're going to see more ants. You find someone who's mentally have a mental illness, they're going to see more ants. So where we are, even if your career took off like a rocket and all of a sudden now it gets shaky and rocky, you're going to begin to see more ants. So when I say depending on where we are, you're going to see more ants. What does that mean, Travis? No one can escape them. No one can escape them. There's yeah. always going to be a moment where those ants want to crawl and take over our lives. There's always going to be a moment where they're going to want to overwhelm us. So what part do our emotions, because we're emotional people, emotions yeah. ever moving, yeah. what part do our emotions, mental health, or even our relationships sometimes act as key factors in encountering more ants?
One of the things we have to understand, and even going back to what you were saying about the environment, anything that's usually not in the place of complete comfort is going to heat up, right? And so it's going to cause us to have to think about those things. And that's why I was saying about taking things off. It's going to cause us to try to see what's happening with us. And many times our emotions are the first thing that we go to, right? When we're uncomfortable, when we find ourselves in a place where we need to be healed, the first thing that comes out is the emotions. I don't care if it's from something small that has happened to you, something that's very super traumatic that's happened to you. The first thing that you're going to do is react in your emotions. And I say react because you don't respond in emotions. Remember, I said earlier, responses comes from your logic. Reacting comes from your emotions. Your logic is your wisdom and your emotions are there, right? Emotions and wisdom cannot reside in the same moment. So when we're dealing with these automatic negative thoughts in our relationships, in our finances, in our health, in our spiritual life, in whatever part of our lives, because they will come anywhere. There's nowhere, like you said earlier in the beginning of the show, there is no place that ants cannot appear. There's no place that they cannot squeeze themselves in. It doesn't matter how big the building is, like you said earlier, meaning how confident you are or how assuring that you are that ants can't come in. It doesn't matter how much money you have, the ants can come in there. You can be in the biggest billionaire home and you can still have ants. So we have to understand that one of the things I really want people to understand, our natural body responds the same way or reacts the same way our subconscious body does. What did I mean by that? If I can see it in the natural, in the physical, it can also be inside my subconscious. So if I'm dealing with these things in my emotional place where I'm low in my emotions, where I'm low in my wisdom, so it can still be the same thing in my natural space, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And so we have to
Absolutely.
Learn.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2-liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have to learn that if you are dealing in anything, automatic negative thoughts, any type of automatic negative thought that comes up and you cannot secure it 100%, you cannot prove it 100%, you have to understand that this is something that's automatic. So you have to go back and figure out why it's coming and where it's coming from.
Why is it the first thing to come to my mind?
Right. Why is it negative? Why isn't it positive? And so you have to go back and ask yourself, what makes me think negative or the worst, or always like it's something's coming for me, or people are coming for me, or the whole world is that. Exactly. What makes me do that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we put up, we hear something, we can hear something on the news or something anywhere, and the first thing comes to mind is a negative thought. What? And it has nothing to do with what you heard.
Right.
It has more to do with what we already believing.
Feel and believe. Mm-hmm. You're right.
What we
You're right.
already feel in here. And when we hear it, it connects with what we already believe inside of us. Yes. When someone says something negative about you and you get angry or you get emotional, it's yeah. because you already believe that about yourself. Because if you didn't
Absolutely.
Believe it, if you didn't believe it, it wouldn't bother you like that.
Nope, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. And that's why I always tell my clients, when you're triggered by something, you shouldn't be looking at, I'm just going to be like, Travis, why you trigger me? No, Michelle Monet, why were you triggered? That's what we have to do.
That's it.
Why did it bother me? Because it's something about that. First thing I'm going to ask, is it true? That's the very first thing I'm going to say. Is that true? Let me think about that. But most people are not going to do that. Most people go, wait, you triggered me, or you made me.
Hold on, wait a minute. What you're not going
to
do.
Exactly. Instead of going inward to figure out what are the lessons, what do we need to learn about ourselves in those moments?
Absolutely. What is it that is already crawling on me that when you came up to me, you triggered it?
Yeah.
Yes. I heard someone say this. One of my guests.
You multiplied it.
You multiplied it. One of my guests said this. They said, if someone says something negative about you, they said, you look at it as a gift, because they're showing you that there is something inside of you that's triggering. There's something in you.
That's it.
They can't put it on you. It's already in you. And all they're doing is showing you what you need to work on. And we have these ants. It's like the ants that you had. Those ants were already in that tree. And when you got there, they were showing you what you need to work on.
Absolutely.
They bypassed the kitchen, the living room, and they came to your room, and they were showing you what you need. And that tells me, Coach, that our ants will follow us. We can move from one place and they'll follow us. We'll get another relationship and they'll still follow us. We'll get another career and they'll still follow us. We can change our clothes, our hair. We can change our entire appearance, but our ants will still find us. Listen, let me help you guys out. Social media can't help you get rid of your ants. You have to take up the defense and fight and manage your own ants. You can't. Listen, you can change social media pages all you want, but your ants will find you. You can change your physical address. You can move to a different country, but your ants will find you until we are able to manage those. Now, our mindsets, our minds can work just like ants. Small. We can have small minds, persistent thoughts. Mm-hmm. Ants are small. They're persistent. Maybe small, persistent thoughts can spread and influence our thoughts and our actions. That's what we're talking about, man. These ants. And you think, well, that's just how I am. No, how do you know? How do you know? No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. Something is affecting you. Something's triggering how you would be behaving and how you're acting. Why am I acting so? I don't even know why that leg is that. Ants that's on you. What are some ways ants, our behaviors, and even our conscious awareness?
The any type of thought that you have, there's four different what I would call four different ways to be able to decipher what these ants are. And I'll tell you, this is going to tell you how they can actually affect it. You can personalize it, right?
Okay.
Where you think that it just has to be, it's just me. It's because of me. You think others don't want you around them, and you start to blame yourself about it, taking everything personal. And this is why I tell people all the time, you take nothing personal, nothing, whether it's a positive or a negative. Everything should be subjected to the moment. And when you take things personal, you're taking them regardless of what the moment is, right? Then there's catastrophe. Just catastrophizing. I always, that word just always gets me. Thing bigger than it really is, and you automatically anticipate the worst thing that could ever happen. You can think, oh my God, the plane gonna fall out the air. Well, on your head, no, the plane not gonna fall on your head. Like, it's just you waiting. You know it's gonna fall on your head, not over there in the grass, but over your head. So you quickly believe that it's ruining the entire situation, right? You're 5 minutes late and your whole day is gone.
Whole day's messed up.
Whole day messed up, right? You're catastrophizing it. No amount of reason in that moment can convince you otherwise, okay? Then here's magnifying up under a glass, and you magnifying the negative aspect of that situation. Okay, you're removing all the positives. You don't want nobody to talk about the positives. Don't tell you to go pray. Don't tell you that to look on the bright side. Don't tell you that the Lord said that in the morning the enduring for the night. But you don't want to hear none of that. And most likely, these type of people usually that are magnifying it are the ones who are able to tell everybody else how to do it right. Right,
girl, don't you start that, coach. They got answers for everybody.
Everybody. And this person only sees depleted or unfulfilled. They never see the process or the beauty of the entire situation. Then there's that last person that's polarizing, where they can see things only in black or white, only as good and bad, only as one or the other. It's never, ever, ever a middle ground. It's never a possibility that, well, maybe I could see your way. Maybe I can understand that better. Maybe I can do those things. So these automatic thoughts come in and make you feel like, nah, you either going to do it this way, you're not going to do it that way. I don't believe you. And so this person feels like they have the need to be perfect or they fail, right? And so all of these things are being brought up because I believe totally in my being, we were born into sin. Sin simply means the ability and the capacity or propensity to do and be anything, right?
Right.
What happens is our brain is designed to look for the negative, right?
It's you're wired that way.
Wired that way automatically. And the reason why is because it's a survival. You have to fight past it. It's kind of like those ants. Those ants are in their natural environment. Have not been put into you. They are in their natural environment. And you want them out of their natural environment because they're bothering you. They're getting on your nerve, right? Naturally there. What do you have to do? You have to put up your defense. You have to put up something that is going to be this. You got to go purchase it. You got to go look for it. You got to go seek it. You got to go find the knowledge for it. You got to go get it, right? To then come in to defend yourself against the automatic negative thoughts. Because if you don't, You're trying to get something that's naturally there, right? For survivalship, that you don't understand that if you didn't have it, we want to make sure that we understand these automatic negative thoughts are there, like you said earlier, to find out what we need to work on so that we can get those fruits intact. The whole, I'm not trying to take over your platform on this part, but let me just say this. We all took on an assignment here, okay? Mm-hmm. The assignment that we came in here on, we need to come back. The only thing that we want, that the Father wants us to come back with, is a bowl of fruit. He wants that bowl of fruit to be put in place, and he don't want it to be sour. He don't want it to be soft wrapped. He don't want it to be underripe. He wants it to be ripe. So when you present it to him, it's shiny. The fruit is beautiful, right?
Exactly.
But if your automatic negative thoughts take over this bowl of fruit, who gonna want to eat it?
It's rotten at this point.
Ain't nobody gonna want to eat that. It's gonna be rotten. Exactly.
And you know what I like? And listen, I told you, be yourself, coach. You know what I like? You said ants are in their natural habitat.
Absolutely.
And we're trying to get them to do what they don't want to do. And we always wonder why it's so difficult to get rid of ants, because your mind wants them to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's natural for us to think negative about someone else. It's natural for us to think negative about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to be reinforced or have a defense.
Yes.
We have to be reinforced or have a defense against ants because a child will grow up, and if they hear negative things all their life, their mind is going to attach to it. I was telling someone in another episode, a therapist on the show, she called that limbic imprinting. Mm-hmm. If you continue to say this, eventually they're going to continue to believe it.
Absolutely.
That's what it basically means. If you continue to say it, you will eventually begin to believe it. Now, that can work towards the negative, and that can work towards the positive.
Yes.
It's limbic imprinting. What you can listen, let me put it this way, you guys. What you say about yourself the most is what you will believe the most about yourself. Doesn't matter what someone else says. What you say about yourself the most is what you're going to believe about yourself the most. And I know there's somebody who's listening right now, and you've heard a lot of things about yourself, and you've seen some stuff on social media. All you have to begin to do is say something different. Yeah, they may not have to repeat it. You may not find five people to repeat it. But if you can just repeat it to yourself, when you wake up in the morning before your feet hit the floor, say something good about yourself. Listen, don't wait for the next text message to say something good about you. Baby, you know your own phone number. Text yourself a good morning message. They don't have to text you good morning. They don't have to text you they love you. Text your own self, I love you. You have to put up a defense. And sometimes you may be the only person going to the store. You might be the only person putting up your defense. You might be the only person you can count on. Baby, put up your defense, even if sometimes you have to defend it to against yourself. Tell yourself, I am good enough. I am worth it. I am going to have a good day. This is a good life. I'm having a good year. And by this being 2025, the start of 2025, Coach, a lot of times we come in the year, we had these great grand goals, and within the first week, second week, all those ants from last year start crawling. And we start, man, that's me. Got to get in. You got to begin to put up a defense. And if you've ever had a war with ants, then you are familiar with how relentless they are. They're just relentless. But the biggest concern, I learned this. I'm going to put this video up again for us to watch, Coach. Okay. The biggest concern, Coach, underground. The biggest concern is the ants that you see. Because most of the damage is done by the ants that do not see. It's talking in our minds that are trapped there. Yeah, there's swarming ants that we can talk about. And you know, I told you last week, the text message, the email you got, social media posts.
And I love how you say the foundation and the building up and stuff. That's why you have to learn how to reframe. What happens when you build a house? You need to knock down the house who it has been built up in a negative way. You have to reframe it. That means you're going to have to go in and knock out some of that wall. You're going to have to go in
and
fortify some of those wood sticks. You have to go in. You have to do something where you're going to have to strengthen the thing so that you can have a healthier mindset of who you are, right? We have been told, you know, I am a former pastor, former first lady, and I know the back end of some of the things that has happened in our institutions of said church, right? We have to understand that we have been taught on a foundation level, right? Not talking about But the kingdom, I'm talking about the foundation of the institution of the church, has taught us that we weren't worthy of nothing.
But here's say the deal. That, coach.
We were created by the Most High God, who said we were created in his image. And so if we, what we call in him, right? Ooh. So if he is all that and then some, a portion of all that and some, right? And so we have to understand that we have to reframe our thought process of who we are. I tell my clients all the time, when you are negative against yourself, what you are doing is taking yourself and slapping the Most High in the face. Because you're now saying that you told me that I was creating your image, but your image ain't nothing because I'm nothing. And so that's why I tell people all the time, I'm on my worst day. I may not be the best looking in the world. I may not be the smartest in the world. I may not be the quickest, whatever in the world, but I'm my best. I'm a 10 on my worst day.
On your worst day, coach.
My worst day. Because I was created by the Most High, who made me in his image. So we have to learn how to reframe these and create healthier and new patterns so that we can have abundance. That's what abundance is. Abundance is that place of fullness that we have to live in.
Guys, I told you, and Coach, you're absolutely right. On our worst day, listen, let me tell you something, guys. You think that you are here by accident. You're not here by accident. There's no random chance that you are here. You survived. There were over 250 million sperm trying to fertilize one egg, and you made it. You made it without arms. You made it before you had legs. You made it before you knew your name. You made it before somebody called your name. You made it before you said the alphabet. So don't tell me you can't make it. You already made it. You beat out 250 million people. And here you are listening to this. Here you are watching this. You are special. Yes. And you were made for a special reason. So, well, Travis, what do you mean? But I did this. I made that mistake. Those are just ants, baby. Those are just ants. And we have to continue to build up a defense. You are one. In a million, guys, 250 million. You are literally one in a million. You talked to us about some practical ways to disrupt the ant trail. And I love the way you said that, because whenever you see an ant, it's always a trail of ants. They never come by themselves. Monday, you start thinking, man, I'm having a bad day because it's Monday. Then Tuesday, you start thinking, man, I don't make enough money on my job. Then come Wednesday, this man or this woman always getting on my nerves. Come Thursday, these kids always asking for something. Come Friday, I don't have no gas. But it is just a trail. It begins a trail. Yes. It starts with one and it begins another. How can we begin to do some practical things to
Some of the things, simple things, like one of the things I tell my clients to do when they are inundated with ants, automatic negative thoughts, is start to begin. Take 1 week. I want you not to try to battle them the first week. You need to acknowledge and notice the first time, right? So just a negative thing that you have said to yourself all week long. I don't want you to go in and try to reframe it. Don't do that for the first week. The first week, I need you to see where you are. Right? Because you can't hear what you can't feel, and you can't feel what you can't acknowledge. Okay? So you first have to heal it, feel it so that you can heal it. Write down every negative thing that you're going to do for that first 7 days. At that seventh, on that end of that 7 day, you're going to go back, you're going to review it. And I want you to see patterns, right?
Yep.
Monday's about 3 p.m. I usually get like this. Who is involved in that? You know what? Susie, that coworker, she always show up. Then I want to say, you know what? I'm all on my drive home. I was thinking I had to voice text this one because this every time I pass this one car, I think this. Or it reminds me of, I smelled that smell and it reminds me of that person who did such to me. Or you know what? I remember hearing that sound and all I could think about was this person. And so you need to figure out that you want to go over those things. That second week after you've spent that 7 days and that end of that 7 day looking it over, looking at the patterns, now I want you to look at those things, right? And I want you to find something that's going to counter the things that you have already said, because you're going to find the patterns. There's going to be many of them. You're going to see things you naturally just keep saying about, well, I'm so stupid. Oh, that was dumb of me. I want you to counter that. No, I'm. And so here's the deal. This is one of the things that people don't get. We try to go straight to the extreme. I'm enough. I am more than a conqueror. When we say, we haven't even figured out we got in the war yet. So we ain't conquered what? Exactly. You don't even know what's happening. So don't be telling me you are more than a conqueror, because I want you to get there, but sometimes we're not there. So when we get to these strong words, we can say them when we're in amongst other, when we're in groups or talking to somebody else. But when we're by ourselves, what do we do? Mm. We power down because we're not as strong. I'm more than a conqueror. Conqueror, what does that mean? Right? So then say, I am better today than I was yesterday. Right?
There you go.
Small move, right? You know what? I'm not dumb. I may not know everything, but I know some things, right? When you say things like, you know, I'm ugly. No, I may not be as beautiful as most people, but I am beautiful in my own right. That's right. You have to find those words so that you can needle size them, because here's the deal. Becoming confident comes from competence. Competence comes from doing something over and over and over again and taking those steps towards your goal is confident. And so start there. Write down the negative things, look at the patterns, circle them, and counter them with something, and just do it every day. And don't think about, oh my God, so this week I was only able to counter them one time. Okay. Yay. Counter one time.
That's right.
Celebrate
that
again. Celebrate that win. Put it on Facebook. I was great today. Maybe not. I was great today. That's it. Start there.
Absolutely right, Coach. It's easy to bolster big words. And I've done that in the past before, where you bolster big words and then by yourself, you know, we talked about earlier about how those swarming ants, those ants we can talk about and identify on the surface. But it's the ones that we don't see that cause the most damage. It's what happens when you're all by yourself.
Yeah.
We can talk good, real good in front of everybody. But what conversation do you have with yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're laying there in the bed and everybody in the house is asleep? What conversation do you have with yourself when you're driving home from work, when you're driving to the store? I'm not talking about when you're with your friends who always can pump you up and you all excited and you're good to go. It's the conversations that we have all by ourselves that does the most damage. Those are the ones who tunnel the deepest. Those are the ants who really have tunneling, are eating at our foundation. Mm-hmm. It's the things that we say to ourselves when a spouse has told you they love you, when the children have given you a happy Mother's Day card and a happy Father's Day gift, or, oh, where'd it go, bud, after your promotion on the job, and everybody's celebrating you. And yet you still leave the promotion feeling like you are unworthy. And they all celebrating you and you feel like, man, I am absolutely nothing. I don't know why they celebrating a nothing like me. I used to be that way, Coach. You have to talk to it. It's because I used to be that way. I tell everybody a lot of time, I used to hate passing by mirrors because I really hated my reflection. Wait a minute, Coach. What are you doing? What, you too, Coach?
Listen, I did not have mirrors in my house because of
that. Whoa, are you serious?
I am positive. For years, listen, I'm talking about dozens of years. I didn't have mirrors in my house. I had the one mirror in my bathroom so I can comb my hair, brush my teeth, and I would not sit in it now. Now you can't see a wall without a mirror in my house.
I hated walking past a mirror because I did not like me. I didn't like the image I saw. And I would get my clothes on and I would out the mirror quick as possible I could. There would be no revisit to that mirror. I would not revisit it. Hey, however it looks, it's how it's going to get, because I'm not going back to that mirror. It is what it is at this point. And I just would not go back to that mirror because of how I've thought about it and how I believed about myself. Mm-hmm. And I had to slowly tell myself the same things, the practical things that you just mentioned. I had to tell myself, man, hey, look, you may not be more than a conqueror yet, I know those words are out there. And I'm going to continue to reach for those words.
Yes.
And I'm going to make small, persistent changes every day. Those small, persistent changes gave me consistency. Those that consistency gave me the courage to face myself. Because before I could face the public, I had to face myself. Oops, did I say that? Before we face the public, you first got to face yourself before you deal with anybody else. The biggest person you're going to deal with is the ants that's crawling on your own arm. My God. Did I just say that, Coach?
Yes. I'm telling you, I'm the same way. I was the same way.
I know today is Thursday. I know today is Thursday, Coach. Something spectacular happened on the 13th. A TCW Academy began to enroll. Tell us a little bit about TCW Academy and what it is.
So TCW Academy, it stands for the Core Woman Academy, and it is a transformative platform that's designed to help to be able to discover their inner strength. And what happened on the 13th, I just started a course called Release. And thank you so much. I appreciate that, Travis. It is a transformative group project that is going to help people learn how to, one, live and walk in forgiveness, build their self-identity, strengthen their courage, their confidence, learn who they are so that they can cultivate meaningful relationships starting with themselves and get rid of all that past junk that they've had in their lives, so that they can be their best selves. And so that started on Monday. Actually, this evening, we're going to be having our first Q&A. We meet on Mondays for teaching. On Thursdays, we meet on Thursdays for the Q&A and then reflective teaching and things of that sort. And we do that for 8 total weeks, a total of 16 sessions that we meet.
Wow, the Core Women's Academy. So this is something that you're dedicated to. It's not just something that you're just doing as a side hustle. It sounds more like it was a passion for you, that you've turned this passion into something more serious than just, hey, I'm just going to, I got nothing else better to do, so let me do this. This sounds like this is something that you are really passionate about doing, Coach.
Yes, I am. I'm very passionate. It is a call for me. It's not something, even though it's a business, my business is still my ministry as well. So it's truly a call for me. And I believe that the Father has allowed many things in my life to transpire so that I can be able to help many people. Because again, like I said earlier, you can't hear what you can't feel. And so I cannot, you know, I love how the word is just so, it's so real, right?
Uh-huh.
And so even when you think about how the word says that there's not one thing that he has not been able to feel that we go through. And that's so that we can be able to connect, that he can relate to us. It's the same thing that the Lord uses me in such a way that every situation I've ever gone through, I've met someone that has gone through it too. And so I'm able to say, hey, guess what? You're not by yourself. And I can show you how to get out of that because I did too. And so That's what I do on my platform. It is definitely something that you know how they say, if money was never an issue, what would you be doing? I would be doing this.
Wow. Back to what you said earlier, it doesn't happen to us. It happens for us. Guys, I want to show you something real quick, guys, right here. So this is your website.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Yes.
Guys, this is a website, CoachMichellaMonet.com. I'm going to put the information up here. There it is right there. That is her website. I'm going to have the website address showing so everyone can see it. But on your website, let me give you this right there while I am scrolling through your website so everyone can see it. There it is. You can begin your journey right there. Do you have a phone number where you could we can contact you? And go over here, books.
Yes.
Let's click on that real quick. I like this live clicking stuff here real quick. Get into So other things you can do, you learn more about you here, strengthen the bond between you and your partner. How does your coaching work? You can schedule it right there. Waiting for this page about the books to come up, but it's taking this very, here it is. Get your autographed copy of Release and Rise. How to live and walk in forgiveness and thrive. How to live and walk in forgiveness and thrive. And I haven't read the book yet, but I'm pretty sure part of it has to do with forgiving yourself first. Part of it has to do with forgiving yourself.
It is.
Part of the biggest part about forgiving others is how we forgive ourselves. How we handle forgiving ourselves will determine how we handle forgiving somebody else. What? Absolutely. Yes. You better know it. Yes. You can't handle forgiving yourself. You will never handle forgiving somebody else. How are you going to handle forgiving another person and you struggle forgiving yourself? Come on. I know.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I know you don't want to admit to it.
Right.
I know they don't want to admit to it, but it's true. I know. I forgive everybody. I don't hold on against nobody. But man, you beat the hell out of yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That tells me you're still beating the hell out of somebody else.
Yep. And don't even know it. They harboring grudges and don't even realize
it. The right name just hadn't come up yet. Let the right name come up, coach. And we'll know.
Yep.
We'll know for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Coach,
for sure.
What is something that you can say to someone of those that's listening who say their aunts are getting out of control and they need help? What's something that you could say to help encourage someone?
One of the things I would say is that, because forgiveness is, like you said, is the foundation of any healing journey. And so being able to get into a place of mindset, because that's one of the things that we have to know, that we have to get into a different frame of mind. Right. And so part of that, part of my forgiveness, the book that I wrote, Release and Rise, that you just showed on your screen, talks about that, talks about how to shift the mindset so that you can know what forgiveness and what that looks like. So one of the things I would tell people to do is, one, reach out, know that you are not alone. Know that if, whether it's me as your coach, whether it is somebody else, whether it's your pastor, a wise friend, and I always make sure that I put the wise friend in the front, because we have those friends that will keep our aunts going and
keep adding, giving them sugar.
Exactly. So we don't want the sugar. We want them to be able to say, you know what, give me a little bit of vinegar, even in the word, give me that vinegar, put that vinegar on my tongue so that I can be able to stand still. Right. And so you want to make sure that you find somebody that's going to be able to help you get through that. And help you see past that. Because if you don't have that support and you're not doing something different, this is what I tell people all the time. If whatever day that you listen to this, at the moment that you listen to it, right? If at that moment your life is not exactly where you want it to be, that is either two reasons why. Either one, you're lazy, which we know ain't nobody listening to this lazy. Or two, you do not know how to do it. And so if you don't know how to do it, then you need to find who can teach you how. So if you don't know how, find the who. There will always be a who. I don't care if you have money, don't have money. I don't care if you old, if you young. I don't care if you rich, if you poor. I don't care if you smart, if you think that you're not smart. I don't care what your circumstances. There will always be a who that knows more than you. So you go find a who. You have to find the who that knows more than you, okay? So that they can help you walk through those automatic negative thoughts, reframe your perspective, reframe your mindset, because you are simply one decision away from creating the life that you really want to create.
Oh, I like that.
One decision. That's it. And so once you make that decision that you're going to do it and find the who, because you don't know how, then you connect with them and let them help you who. If you want to know how, reach out to me and I can help you.
Man, I like that. You always got to find a who. There were always, I heard someone say this, you never get promoted from someone underneath you, under you. You're always promoted by someone who's over you. So you got to find someone who has already traveled that journey to tell you how to get there. If I've never been to your home, coach, there's no way in the world I'm going, well, I'm going to tell 10 people how to get there. I've never been there myself. If you haven't been there yourself, you can't guide nobody else. You got to find your who. We always have to. And what we do in today's society, coach, we get that sense of I could do it all by myself. And when we get that sense of I do it all by myself, we get out there all by ourselves, and we're lost all by ourselves. and we get people lost with us. Coach, thank you so much for being here. Coach Michelle Monet, guys, give her a hand clap. We're so glad you came. Don't go nowhere, Coach. I got 2 minutes real quick, and I'm going to get out of here. Don't go nowhere. Guys, ants are manageable, and we get to decide how they will shape our lives. Practical things like setting proper boundaries also can make a huge difference. If you got someone in your life, guys, or who always sowing negative things in your life or always saying negative things every time you go around them, setting proper boundaries can also help. It's just like getting bug spray. When you get bug spray and you spray it, what you're doing is you're creating a boundary so the ants can't get past the boundary. That's why they tell you to spray on the floor, spray on the baseboard, spray in the cracks in the corners, because what you're doing is you're creating a boundary. Creating those healthy boundaries can help. So creating boundaries with others can help keep our ants under control. Without healthy boundaries in place, all we have left is we'll find ourselves keep trying to step on those things that our boundaries could have controlled. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in right here. Don't forget you can tune in right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central to 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in a party, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
An annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.